Welcome to Scrappy ABM. This is your podcast with practical playbooks that don't break the bank. In this podcast, we dig into the exact playbooks that ABM practitioners are using today to get their first ABM program off the ground. We'll dig into how they're using their current tech stack in order to create scrappy programs that rely more on creativity than new technologies. So if you're looking for how to get ABM off the ground in your organization in the next 90 days, let's dive into this episode. Hello and welcome to Scrappy ABM. This is your podcast with practical playbooks that don't break the bank. This is your host, Mason Cosby. And today I'm joined by Elena, who is the VP of Marketing at Finch. Elena, thank you so much for joining me today.
Hi, it's such a pleasure. I am a huge fangirl of the Scrappy ABM podcast and your work. So excited to be here.
Equally a fanboy, which is why I invited you on the show. And I am super stoked because you have probably one of the most creative and innovative and also like, forgive me for saying it this way, but like relatively simple, like event place. Like it wasn't super crazy to put together, but like really impactful, getting partners involved and like creating a lot of buzz at an event. So I don't want to steal your thunder too much, but Elena, can you like walk us through what we're talking through a bit today?
Yeah. So just want to give a little bit of a background. I'm the VP of marketing for a company called Finch. Our goal is to revolutionize employment by building the infrastructure that powers every facet of work. So that's a tall order for keeping the lights on and making sure the data is flowing across all kinds of benefits administration, from retirement to health benefits. And naturally, we work with quite a few partners to make that happen because we're only as strong as our network and we're number one payroll network. So that was the strategy behind doing a partner activation at one of the premier third-party administrator events that happened just recently.
Very cool. So go ahead and talk us through the way in which you actually packaged it and brought it all together. So like, what was the actual thing that you did at the event that activated the audiences you wanted to go after?
So to give you a little bit of a background, we were at this event and you sign the sponsorship agreement, you get your placement, and then you look around and do see that all your partners are around you, but also so are your competitors. And so my goal with the strategy was a way to stand out. And given that we are the infrastructure product, the theme is we kind of hold everything together. We hold all our partners' data together. We are the pipeline to all of the data. So I wanted to create something that activates that and brings that to life in a visual way. And let's face it, people go to events and it's fun to meet people in person, but it's also fun to go home with something. So this was kind of an evolution. The initial idea, and for those of you that do events and try to do them in a scrappy way, it's a lot to navigate. My initial idea was everybody loves coffee. This event was taking place in Austin. So let's do a cold brew bar and we can have bits and pieces of that cold brew bar across different partners. And you can kind of go to different partner booths and collect these pieces. It was going to be tough to pull off. And funny enough, one sponsor actually bought out all coffee rights for the event. So scrap that idea. Let's move forward. Ooh. I put my thinking cap on. And also, I love spending a lot of quality time with my BFF ChatGPT. So I just talk at it and it comes up with all kinds of ideas. And we had a nice conversation. I talk, it writes back. And eventually together, we actually came up with this idea that we're going to create a seamless travel kit featuring all of the Finch partners present at this conference. And the theme is that Finch plus partners equals a smoother year-end journey for third-party administrators. That was our target audience of this event. And each partner would have a piece of this travel kit. When you collect all the pieces, you're fully connected and ready to go. And I'll talk about what each specific piece is. But the kicker is the Finch piece is a creme de la creme. And if you travel, you know, the packing cubes are the it item. It just like makes your travel go to the next level. So we had the packing cube piece. Nice. That would hold everything together. One of our partners had a co-branded power bank. Another one had a RFID passport holder. Another partner had a luggage tag, etc. So this whole travel theme comes together and we hold it all together. Now, the challenge here was really interesting because then how do you distribute that across all of your different partners? How do you create the process of like people just actually going around and collecting all the items? And when I talked to all the partners, everybody was excited to do this because we're basically saying, hey, we're going to produce a swag for you. It's going to be a really cool item that you can give out at an event. But they were like, well, I don't want to drive traffic. Like, we're fine driving traffic to your booth, but we don't want to drive traffic to other people's booth. So how do we make this a one-to-one connection plus make it a kit? So the idea was that each partner has a ticket in their booth that's co-branded with us and them. Hmm. We have all the items in our booth and we send traffic to them. They send traffic to us. So we create this idea of going back and forth. And when the prospect goes to the partner booth, they bring back a ticket to our booth to redeem the item. And then they also see all the items that are part of this travel kit. So they're incentivized to go to all the other partner booths and collect them all. Now, why this was from a strategic perspective really important for us is that we had another competitor at this event, and we wanted to show that we have the strongest network. And the best way to do it is through, frankly, stuff. Things you can hold, things you can tangibly see because it's an in-person event, and we wanted to activate in a very personal way.
I also just love the, like, it feels kind of like a scavenger hunt. Like, it's actually
That's really exactly fun.
Even the framing, like, I got to go collect them all. Like, I don't know about you, but especially in when I go to an event, if someone gives me a challenge, like, I'm a stickler for free things as well. So, like, I am going to go through the exercise of collecting them all. So you gamified it. Like, and made it really fun. So I am curious, though, because that required a little bit of explanation. So how did you, from the onset, actually make people aware at the event, like, hey, this is what we're doing, and like, here's how you can get involved?
So a couple of ways. One is we had our partners become aware of this, get excited about it. So obviously they advertise in the booth. We, of course, send emails ahead of the event, letting attendees know that this is what we're doing. And we prospected to the attendee list from the event, but also just our entire database so that we could create the entire database of targeted prospects within this demo. To create a little bit of a FOMO, like, oh, am I going, like, because you never know who's coming to the event last minute. So good to just create that extra touch within that specific segment. And then at the event, we actually, there was a grand prize as part of this travel kit that I failed to mention in the beginning. It was the pair of Bose headphones, you know, nothing like a good pair of nice, fancy noise canceling headphones, much like ones you're wearing. Probably yours are fancier.
Probably the ones you actually gave away. They're very
helpful. Oh, fun times. So that was the creme de la creme prize, but we had one of those available as a creme de la creme in our booth, but we also gave one of them over to the event organizers because they actually do love a scavenger hunt themselves. And that was a way that we advertised our scavenger hunt within the scavenger hunt. So the conference advertised the headphones for us along with this collect them all travel kit as well.
I think that's super smart. And like, I've not heard other people talk about, we went to the event organizers and actually created an event with them so that they would also promote it. And I've just seen for a lot of events, they like have this like swag marketplace and like, that's fine. But the ability to go to them and say, hey, we're actually going to do a value add to the event outside of just like being a speaker and a sponsor. But here's something to make this event more memorable for your attendees. Can you help us out? Super smart.
They also were really cooperative and made it simple. I think the context here matters. People give out whatever. Here's a notebook. Here's, I don't know, something. But for us, because everything came together and was themed and was part of this package, I think that's what made things more connected. And my background as a marketer is PMM. So I always think about how do you make the messaging make sense? How do you package things up and get people connected?
We've nailed down the why we did it in this way. And just even the, I just have to give kudos of, because your software is an infrastructure software, just like the layers of creativity, really cool. We've nailed down how you actually got people to be engaged. I am curious, as you then think through where you sent people, like it is one thing to have the package, that's nice, but what was the call to action to move them from, oh, I have this nice travel kit that's got a bunch of branding on it, to I'm booking meetings with Finch and our partners?
Yeah, absolutely. And as events are notoriously hard to track, like events and brand, that's the bane of all of our existence. And we can all wax poetic about tracking and attribution. So we did it in three ways. One, with our partners, the approach was, hey, we're giving this stuff away. We're going to create that buzz. We're going to send people to your booth in response or as a thank you. Please have good conversations. Explain, only give this ticket. You have a limited amount. Only give this ticket to people that you really feel like you have a good conversation. So that was the ask of the partners. So that was hook one. Okay. Then they go to our booth. And in order to get the item, they had to scan our QR code. This conference did not have the badge scanner things, which honestly actually is great for us because we created a landing page in HubSpot. We had a URL to that page. And on that landing page, they had to select, we pre-filled all of their names based on what we knew. So we made it easy, but we also added an additional drop-down menu where they could select the partner that they were most interested in working with so that we could track both the lead as well as the partner for more contextual follow-up. And fun tip, if you train your ChatGPT to know a lot about you and your business and your industry, it can actually spit out really great messaging and really great emails as a follow-up for the event. That's what I did. So we had people scan. The scan is how we get the lead, but also as part of the conversation, because you're really like, people are picking this up. They're not just like walking away. We actually, this actually drove a lot of buzz for the booth, and the AEs present in the booth were just like doing demos forward and backwards. Like they were slammed having to get through all the excitement, and that engagement really was wild. So we were in the buzz of the show. And nice. Created demos, right? This allowed us to hook the prospects, do the demo right on site. And then what we were giving out was actually something people wanted. It was contextual and premium. So it wasn't just, okay, I'm going to go get this notebook. It's better than any other notebook I see here. So I'm getting this notebook, but I don't actually care. Versus, oh, it starts a conversation. And then, huh, how does it work? Let me see the demo.
Again, like simple things, like we built a personalized specific landing page for the event where we could gather information that tied into what we were doing at the event. Like not crazy hard, probably took an hour. Like you clone a landing page, you update the content, you update the form, probably takes an hour, but just that level of intentionality that people just typically aren't doing, I think is what really helps elevate an event to actually have a more tangible impact.
We had, of course, I mean, it goes without saying that we had the sign in the booth. People do the scan and they interact with the signage there.
It also makes measurement a lot easier. Like you're not going to capture it perfectly by a mile. There's tons of people that will see it and that's fine. But the fact that you actually had specific forms with declared interest around partnerships, I'm sure made everyone across leadership and sales happy to see from a measurement perspective.
Yeah, absolutely. And there are also intangible things because other partners that maybe we don't have a partnership sign with yet who were also present at this event, they said, wow, this is great. Let us take a photo of this and send it to our marketing team because we want to be in on this and we actually want to do it at the event that's coming up in H2 that's even bigger. So that was really fun for us and for our partnerships team as well. It was also representing at the show to say, wow, we actually got our partners interested in what we're doing, taking photos and chatting you up to their marketing team. Because if you ever do kind of those activations with partners, can be an amazing channel. They can be an amazing value add for you and your business, but you have to fight for attention within their marketing team because you're not their number one priority. And I know that because I've been on the other side, being the gatekeeper, saying, oh, this partner, maybe that other partner, let me see where you fit my priority list. But something that's super interesting and something that is, frankly, I executed this all together with my events agency, and I actually have to do a plug for that. But that was amazing. That drove interest from our partners. And now we actually have a plan for H2 or how we're going to scale this and go bigger at a bigger event.
Yeah, I love it. So we've talked through a lot of things that went well. I'm always curious, like you're doing this again. So as you go to do it again, what are some of the things you're going to do differently next time?
It's good to have a plan. And as I mentioned, this was like plan number 3 or 4. We went through a couple of iterations of, okay, let's try this. Great, that doesn't work. Let's try this. Great, we can't do it for these reasons. We started with a coffee bar, et cetera, went down a couple of different avenues. And here I have to plug my events agency, which is a party of one, Farrago. Monica Ortiz is amazing because she was a great creative thought partner. When I got this idea together and I came to her, it was 3 weeks before the show. I know. Imagine activating and pulling something off. Hey, it sounds easy. It sounds great if you have two months to execute. This was done in 3 weeks. And she said, great, no problem. Let me reach out to my vendors. And she went to bat. She went to go get pricing. Then she went to go get better pricing. Then she went to go get better power banks and luggage tags and things that look premium, and worked with changes that happen. Partners last minute, can you move my logo over here? Can you, oh, wait, yeah, for this sub-product, we want to make this other logo show up. And we're like, hey, let us redesign this thing. Of course, well, we did not send it to production yet. Fantastic. We have half a day until we actually have to print, press print. So this came together, but the timelines were pretty crazy. Yeah. And it took a lot to pull this off. And I think it couldn't be done without an amazing events partner that has 25 years of experience pulling off the impossible.
I love it. As we wrap up, I'm just thinking through any parting wisdom. If somebody is trying to think through an ABM program that they could get off the ground for the first time, is there anything that you would say, this is absolutely something you've got to know before you build your first program?
For me, as a core PMM, I always think about context and messaging. So make sure that whatever you do lands and connects with your target audience. And try to do something interesting. Everybody has a nice notebook. Everybody does whatever at events. But something that's interesting and eye-catching is great. That's number one. Number two, with events, they're gaining popularity and traction. And in our business, they're just important. You have to have that handshake. You have to have that eye-to-eye conversation to really sign the deal. So this is where events are important. Right now, I run field hands-on. I do have a small team, but I basically manage field hands-on. And this is where my contractor, Farrago Events, is just invaluable. And it's actually another party of one. It's Monica Ortiz, who just makes magic happen last minute, but always gets it done. And so to me, it's about having the right partner to get things done. It doesn't mean you have to have a massive team. You just have to have the right team.
Trust me, couldn't agree more. We've got a team of 15 and I am amazed by what they're able to accomplish because they're just the right people on the bus. Elena, thank you so much for joining me today. If you want to find out more about you, where would you point them?
Connect with me on LinkedIn. My email's there, and I'm always down to nerd out on all things marketing and ABM.
I love it. Again, thank you so much for joining us today. This has been Scrappy ABM, and we'll see you guys in the next one.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Scrappy ABM. If you're looking for more content just like this, I highly recommend you go subscribe to our newsletter. We release weekly playbooks so that you have the actionable ways in which you can start to build an ABM program today. Just go to scrappyabm.com/newsletter to subscribe. And if you enjoyed this episode, we'd really appreciate it if you'd leave a 5-star review and hit the notification bell so you never miss an episode. I look forward to seeing you in the next one.